Welcome to Branch Pod, where we believe that growing a relationship with Jesus Christ is about your everyday, not just your Sunday. I'm your host, Christina Bontrager, and for the next 13 weeks, we'll be diving deeper into our Sunday series through the book of Esther, through a variety of interviews, reflections, spiritual practices, and stories to help us bring the book to life outside of Sunday mornings. This week, I sat down with Pastor Zach to learn more about how he selected the new song we introduced this last Sunday. Hey, Branch family, I'm glad to be joining you today, and I am here with Pastor Zach. Pastor
Hello.
Zach, so glad to have you here.
It's good to be back.
So this past Sunday, we introduced a new song in our worship set, and I wanted to learn a little bit more about that song, but before we even get to the song in particular, I think it's really interesting to hear more about how you go about choosing songs. And so for those joining today, part of Pastor Zach's role as our worship pastor is to curate, to select all of the songs that we worship to on Sundays, that we sing at worship nights, and to really build what kind of culture of worship we're going to have at the Branch. So Pastor Zach, I'm curious if you can tell us more about what goes into that process for you.
Yeah, that's a great question. There's actually a lot of different things that go into it, and I don't get a chance to verbalize them a lot, so it's not going to be like a very well laid out sort of system. But there are several things that I sort of look for when I'm listening to new worship music, different things like that. The first would be sort of like the intent behind the song. And I don't necessarily mean by that, like, obviously all of the worship songs, the intent is to praise God.
Right.
But the intent being, is this primarily a song that is meant to be sung congregationally? Or is this a song that is meant to be sort of like listened to and reflected upon? This song that we introduced this past Sunday definitely falls more into that second category. The ways that I would determine whether something is more congregational or more reflective is a lot to do with the way that the musicality is expressed, the different arrangement that it takes, how easy is the melody to follow? Mm-hmm. Like, are you able to catch on and sing the three notes, like three blind mice, three blind mice? Like, you'll be able to catch on to something like that a lot easier than something that's doing lots of like melodic jumps and flipping into higher ranges where, you know, there's a point in a vocal range where like you sort of cross the threshold where the average person is no longer able to follow. So, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we won't try to sing it on a Sunday. It just serves a slightly different purpose.
Wow. I'm sure we've all had that experience where you're listening to a song and suddenly you just can't sing it that high anymore.
Yeah. For me, that's Phil Wickham.
That's so interesting. And I think that it's, I've had the thought before, I'm listening to a song on the radio and thinking, why don't we sing this on Sundays? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I love this song.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting to hear that there's other factors besides whether or not I like a song.
Yes.
That
yes.
go into what makes it a good fit for us as a group to
yes,
sing it together.
Yes, for sure. I would, there's nothing I would love more than to be able to play everybody's favorite song.
Right.
But in a church of 300 plus people, yeah, we don't have time to sing that many songs on Sunday, so we've got to narrow it down somehow.
Definitely, definitely. So this song that we heard this past week, that we listened to and reflected through and praised in together, we introduced this song, obviously, during our Esther series. We didn't save it for later in the year. This was a specific choice you made to bring it in this particular week.
Yeah.
Can you tell us more about how this song connects to what we talked about this past Sunday?
Yeah, so for one thing, this song is a newer song just in the sort of marketplace of Christian music. It was only released, I would say, within the last few months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm always a big fan of Hillsong's music. I think that they do a lot of things really well. And, you know, they tend to sort of, you know, they make the songs catchy and sort of easy to sing along to, but they also have these moments where like, You know, Taya, the main female vocalist, she like goes into these soaring high notes and sort of emotes really well and is able to sort of take you to that place of sort of like emotional engagement with the music. Mm-hmm. They have very deep and reflective lyrics.
Yes.
They bring out a lot of different things. So I'm just, anytime Hillsong releases something, I'm interested in at least listening to it and seeing if we can find a context where it would work.
Okay, everybody note that down. We're all going to listen to Hillsong now.
So I'm always just looking for ways to sort of fit them in if I can. And so I had this song sort of in the back of my mind going into this year, because it was this new song and it's, you know, just got all kinds of just incredible themes to it. I think it's got a really important message to say. And, you know, it's one of those songs where they just really go for it. Like it's checking all the boxes. It's musically interesting. It's got some really incredible sort of vocal performance pieces that sort of like help with the emotionality of it. And going into Esther, I started to notice as I was sort of reading through the book and preparing for the worship services through the whole book, that there was this theme of God's faithfulness. And we've been talking about this in the last several weeks now.
Right.
You know, we've said this basically every week. It's such an interesting thing that in a book where God's name is not even mentioned, like God is just everywhere throughout it. And I think it was 2 weeks ago now, Pastor Alex was talking about how our response to the faithfulness of God is actually faith itself. And he used this example of a ship, and he said that the rudder of a faith-filled life is being able to say, God will do it, but even if he doesn't, I will remain steadfast in faith.
Yes.
And I think that this song really goes hand in hand with that idea.
That's great. And I love what you said about the depth of some of the lyrics that we hear from Hillsong.
Mm-hmm.
I've listened to several Hillsong songs myself.
Yes.
And I'm always amazed at the way they're able to weave those lyrics together to give us new language to sing about different concepts that otherwise are abstract, like in this instance, the faithfulness of God. And I'm curious, with this particular song, are there any lyrics in particular that as we listen to the song, you would say are key lyrics for us to listen to or reflect on?
Oh gosh, there's so many good ones in this song.
So the whole song.
Yeah, definitely the whole song. Back to you, Christina. I mean, the verses and choruses, the choruses also sort of serve as a verse where like the melody is repeated, but the words sort of change up a little bit.
Oh, yes.
And they sort of add depth and add more sort of poetic imagery that way. But the opening line of the song is, lead me to the rock because I need something higher. And it sort of just sets up this context of, you know, what foundation are we going to be using to build our life on? Foolish as the cross, humble as the price you paid, the wisdom of a kingdom made to last. You know, like there's so many things in our society. You know, I didn't plan to talk about this, but there's this stuff going on in Ukraine with Russia right now. What kingdoms are we putting our trust in? Are we putting our trust in worldly kingdoms? Like who's going to be the answer to fix these problems, these real problems that we're facing in the world? So the wisdom of a kingdom that's made to last, that one just sort of hit me like a ton of bricks. And then the second chorus says, I don't want to build this house with rubble from the same old ground, sitting on a fault line bound to quake. And then he sort of juxtaposes that with what he does want to do. And he says, I'm banking on a Roman frame, which is a poetic way of describing the cross.
Oh, wow.
And the bedrock of an empty grave when every other sure thing surely fails.
Wow.
So, gosh, there's just so much beauty in those words. But when you sort of sit with it for a little bit longer, it really starts to sink in of, you know, the things that we put our trust in this world. We consider them sure things. We sort of hedge our bets in these things. But those sure things will surely fail.
Mm-hmm.
So what then do we put our trust in?
Wow. That's so good. Oh, well, thank you for sharing more with us
about
sort of the behind the scenes of this particular song that we were able to worship to this past week. And so now we want to give you all a chance, if you're listening, to do just that, to reflect again on this song and those words, maybe listen for those words in particular or something else that stands out to you. And Pastor Zach and our worship team have actually recorded this song for us to hear today. So in just a moment, we're going to play that song, and we invite you to reflect on where you've built your foundation and the faithfulness of the foundation we have because of God.
Rock, 'cause I need something higher, higher than the world could understand. Foolish as the cross, humble as the price you paid, a wisdom of a kingdom made to last. 'Cause I don't wanna build this life on Babylons of bricks and pride, sitting on a fault line bound to quake. I'd rather be a bedrock fool who trusts in nothing less than you, when every other sure thing surely fails. To the rock, lift me from the sinking sand. I'm sorry for the junk I took for grace. Don't let it take a fall to bring me to my knees again. But if it's what I need, I'll take my. I don't wanna build this house with rubble from the same old ground, sitting on a fault line bound to quake. I'm banking on a Roman frame, the bedrock of an empty grave, when every other sure thing surely fails.
To learn more about The Branch and how to get connected, head to brch.org for upcoming events and to listen to past messages. Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Branch Pod, and we'll see you next week.